The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Two Chairs No Waiting, episode number 512, Barney's Girl Tina. Two Chairs No Waiting is brought to you each week by the folks over at weaversdepartmentstore.com. Guys, check out the coffee. They got Mayberry Finest Coffee. Absolutely great. We got Otis Campbell's Better Than Home Dark Roasted Coffee and Sunday Morning Breakfast Blend. We even have decaffeinated coffee from the Mayberry Diner. Head over to Weavers and check it out. Or maybe you want to get this great t-shirt, Barney Fife Influencer. That's right. He's an influencer. Head over to weaversdepartmentstore.com and check it out. Two Chairs No Waiting is also brought to you by donations from listeners like you. The executive producer of episode number 512 is Susan and Wynn Arnold. So thank you, Susan and Wynn, and thank you for being here in Mayberry with me. It's great to be here. It's the first of the year. Everything's going, after Christmas and the new year, everything's back to normal almost. And we're going to have some more Mayberry fun throughout 2019 because this is the second podcast of this year. We've got a report coming up from Randy Turner today that actually inspired me. So Randy Turner's report is going to be on Barbara Stewart. Now, as part of that, he's going to lead off the show in just a second. But as part of that, it had me looking at images of Barbara and finding pictures and things to show on the video version while Randy does his report. And I started looking through old images and things of Barbara. Now, Barbara Stewart is Miss Bunny on Gomer Pyle, USMC. She was on the Andy Griffith Show a couple of times, and Randy will give you the back history on that. But during my search on this, I ran across an image that reminded me of a podcast I'd done back in, 2010. And I realized I didn't do video really back then, and I don't believe that is online anywhere. So I wanted to kind of freshen that up as well. So this inspired me to do both. So let's go and first hear from Randy Turner with This Week in Mayberry History.
Welcome to This Week in Mayberry History, a report by special correspondent Randy Turner of the Gomer and Cooper Pyle Comic Book Literary Guild of the Mayberry Historical Society.
Last week, I noted that Ronnie's shell was unusual and that he had limited exposure at the Andy Griffith Show, but was a prominent player in the extended Mayberry universe by co-starring in the spinoff Gomer Pyle USMC. While unusual, his situation was not unique, as it also applies to Barbara Stewart. Barbara was born on January the 3rd, 1930, in Paris, Illinois. She studied acting at the Schuster Martin School of Drama in Cincinnati before studying under famed acting teacher Stella Adler in New York City. This led to her being invited to join the national tour of the comedic play Lunatics and Lovers, co-starring with star Zero Mostel. Barbara made her television debut in a 1954 episode of the drama series I Led Three Lives, but gained wider attention with her first recurring role, playing Gildy's secretary Bessie in the TV version of The Great Gildersleeve. She also played a recurring character at the end of the 8-year run of the George Burns and Gracie Allen show on CBS, and then played a different recurring character on the retitled The George Burns Show on NBC in 1958. In the 1960-1961 season of the comedy Pete and Gladys, Barbara played the recurring character of Alice. She appeared as a guest star in many series during this period, including Peter Gunn, Tales of Wells Fargo, and The Danny Thomas Show. She appeared in an episode of The Twilight Zone and in two episodes of Perry Mason. Barbara made her first appearance in the Mayberry universe in the eighth episode of Gomer Pyle USMC, playing Hannah, the female title character in the episode Gomer and the Dragon Lady. The following spring, she appeared in Mayberry itself as a criminal who said her name was Pat Blake. She posed as a production assistant to a team pretending to be interested in developing a TV series based on a magazine article about Andy titled Sheriff Without a Gun. She said she was single and flirted with Andy to try to keep him off guard. The following season, Barbara returned to the spinoff, but in the role for which she is best remembered. In the third episode of the second season of Gomer Pyle USMC, she was introduced as Bunny Harper, who became the girlfriend of Sergeant Carter for the rest of the series. Bunny was in a state of constant frustration with Vince Carter when their dating plans often went awry, thanks to our favorite Marine. Near the end of USMC, Barbara married actor Dick Gaudier, best known as Jaime the Robot in the comedy Get Smart. They were married for 12 years. Barbara continued to be an in-demand guest actress in series. She notably played a recurring role in 1969 in the series The Queen and I, and appeared in series such as Love American Style, Barnaby Jones, Kung Fu, Starsky and Hutch, and Taxi. She played the wife of McLean Stevenson's character in The McLean Stevenson Show. In 1985, she played the wife of a mafia godfather in the made-for-television movie Our Family Honor, and reprised the role in the series of the same name. Barbara did little film work early in her career. She played a small uncredited role in the 1958 film Deep Six, and appeared in only two other films during the 1960s, Marines Let's Go in 1961 and Hellfighters in 1968. Beginning in 1979, though, she appeared in a handful of films, including the 1980 comedy Airplane and the 1984 Tom Hanks film Bachelor Party. Barbara's final acting role before retirement was her recurring character in the Showtime series Huff. She left acting in 2006 before passing away in 2011 at the age of 81. Well, that's it for this week. Thanks for listening. And remember to take Andy's advice and go out there and act like somebody.
Oh, wow. Thank you, Randy, for that great report on Barbara. Barbara was such a great lady. If you want to make sure you don't miss any of Randy's reports and things he's doing online, send him an email at turnersgrade@gmail.com. That's turnersgrade@gmail.com. So as I said, I was going through, because Randy's report, I was going through and picking out some images and things that I show during the video version. So if you watch the video version of the podcast, you see images of Barbara as we go through. Now, the name of the episode, as I said, is Barney's Girl Tina. Now, Tina Andrews, or some of you may not know who that is. You'll need to know that to start with. So let's talk about Tina Andrews a little bit. Tina Andrews was a hometown girl from Mayberry who came back as in a season 7 episode called Barney Comes to Mayberry. Now, you may or may not remember her, but Barney came back to town on the train. And when he got there, this huge crowd of people were waiting, and he thought they were all there to see him. If you haven't seen this episode, go and watch it. It's on Netflix. There's DVDs. You can buy them at Weaver's Department Store if you'd like. But watch this episode. It's a great episode. It's a great color episode. I know a lot of folks don't enjoy the color, but this one's great. So he came back on the same train as Tina Andrews. Now, Tina Andrews is a big movie star. Now, Tina is from Mayberry, and her name when she was in Mayberry was Irene Flogg. And so Barney knew her. He'd even gone out with her. That skinny girl with braces, he went out with her a couple of times. And so the Andy and Barney went over to see him, and he got to see her. Of course, when they got there, she ran up and thought Andy was Barney, and Andy had to point, no, this is Barney over here. And she apologized for not realizing which one he was. So anyway, that's who Tina Andrews is. Okay. So that's, so this is the reason I wanted to bring this back up. So that was on the Andy Griffith Show season 7. Now, Gomer Pyle was running at around the same time, and I'm not sure, and I didn't check, and I should have, to see exactly when this episode aired. But there's an episode of Gomer Pyle USMC in the 4th season that's called Change Partners. Change Partners is the name of the episode. Now, in that episode, before we get started further, let me go ahead and tell you, there's a portion of that episode where we see Miss Bunny, and she is actually standing outside the Bluebird Cafe. That's from the Andy Griffith, the Bluebird Diner and the Andy Griffith Show. Well, there's the Bluebird Cafe that she's standing outside of. All right. But what really caught my eye, and what really caught the eye and of Matthew Morgan back in April of 2010, because he's one of our listeners and he caught into this. He saw Miss Bunny and Sergeant Carter standing outside the movie theater, and they were standing outside, and behind them, there was a poster on the wall. It was a movie poster there at the movie theater. It was on there, and they're discussing and talking. Well, he noticed while he was watching on his television and wrote to me and told me that movie is called Mountain Girl, but it says Tina Andrews in Mountain Girl. That's right. Behind Sergeant Carter and Miss Bunny was clear as day a movie poster that said Tina Andrews in Mountain Girl. So Tina Andrews from the Andy Griffith Show, tying these back together, right there she was. Good old Irene Flagg was starring in a movie right there called Mountain Girl. All right. So what I did then was I went and tried to capture the image so I could see it. And it was a little grainy and dark. And so I increased the color resolution and kind of fixed it. Anyway, so, and I did some research. I started looking into it because this movie poster that was on the wall behind the two of them, it had like palm trees and guys and ladies like they were running away from something. Maybe there was a storm coming. It looked like a hurricane or something. But up at the top of the movie poster, it actually says a forbidden paradise into a raging hell. It's what the subtitles of this movie were. This looked very much like it must be a real movie because this doesn't sound like Mountain Girl. This looks like a beach. There's, like I said, there's palm trees and folks running away and all that. So I started looking into this even further. And as I looked into it and did some more research, I found the actual movie. The actual movie is called The Island of Lost Women. It's the same poster. Now, all these will be available to you. You can go on our show notes for this episode, number 512, and there will be a link there where you can go and look at these pictures and see it. But this is the original. I found the original poster that says it's Island of Lost Women. Down at the bottom, it says Jeff Richards, Vanetta Stevenson, John Smith, and you know, it's got June Blair, Diana Jurgens. They were the stars of this movie. And so anyway, I thought it was really interesting. And I actually found the movie online, Island of Lost Women. And as I started looking into it even further, I was able to find out that some of the actors, actresses that were in there, one of them in particular was Alan Napier. Now, you may, that name, I don't know if it'll seem familiar to you or not, but Alan Napier was Alfred on the Adam West version of Batman, the television series. He was Alfred. He was in this movie as well. So there's this a connection. Miss Bunny was on Batman. Barbara Stewart was on Batman with Alfred. And then Alfred was in the movie, The Island of Lost Women, with Tina Andrews, I guess. And so there's a tie. And that movie poster, The Island of Lost Women, that was then converted into the Tina Andrews Mountain Girl, movie on Gomer Pyle with Miss Bunny standing in front of it. So there you go. Boom, boom, boom. It's like three connections. I love it. Drop the mic. I'm done. I love stuff like this. It's just neat. It's neat for me to see. Now, the Island of Lost Women. There's an article on it on Wikipedia. So I went out there and found that. And Dr. Paul Julon is who Alfred played. I want to call him Alfred. He played him. And he basically had three daughters, and these two guys got shipwrecked, their planes crashed or landed on this island. He didn't like these men being here because he's got his three pretty daughters, you know, the oldest one, the middle one, and the youngest one, which was 16. Well, the two older ones like the men whose plane crashed, and they couldn't leave because they had to fix their plane. And of course, the girls fell in love with the men, and you know how this goes. And the youngest girl was mad because she didn't have a guy because the two older girls got him. And so she was, anyway, I haven't watched it, but that's basically the story. And anyway, I just thought this was really neat that we actually had Tina Andrews showing up in Gomer Pyle from Andy Griffith, that standing with Miss Bunny, and that the actual movie, it was the actual movie poster for the Island of Lost Women. Anyway, I talked about this back in April of 2010, but I figured it's been 9 years nearly since we talked about this. It is available on our Facebook page, the pictures. And if you go to the link in the show notes, you'll be able to go look at these pictures yourself and see what I found. But I thought it was time to just bring it up again because Randy's report actually caused me to run across the pictures of Miss Bunny and Sergeant Carter standing out in front of the movie theater. And when I ran across it, all this all came back into my mind. And I was like, oh, I did a podcast about this a long time ago. So if you heard it in 2010, I'm doing a refresher for you. So here you go. So it's not a rerun, but a refreshment. And I hope you have enjoyed it. So that is really all I have for you tonight. We got some fun stuff coming up in the next couple of weeks because we've got a little thing. I got an email today, so I didn't have time to put it together, but from our friend Dixie Griffith, we got an email because she was watching a show on Amazon, or a friend was, and had a little Mayberry sighting on there. So we'll try to capture some of that so you guys can see, and we'll know about it next week and do a little. That's a little tease for everything. So I would love to hear from you guys. I'd love to hear from you as we're getting ready to get out of here. So please give me a call at 888-684-8415, or you can email me at floyd@imayberry.com. Easier, just head over to twochairsnowaiting.com, and all that information is there in the contact section, and you'll be able to get in touch with me. But I'd love to hear what you think about this particular episode. Tina Andrews in Mayberry, here she was, right there with Miss Bunny. Folks, I hope you guys have a great Mayberry week. Get out there and spread the Mayberry spirit. Head over to Weaver's. See if there's anything you might enjoy having for your very own. Until next week, have a great time, and we'll see you here on Two Chairs.
Ever tried reading while jogging, cooking, or even juggling flaming torches? Yeah, doesn't end well. But with audiobooks.com, you can conquer books without the circus act. Dive into over 450,000 titles, including more than 10,000 free ones. Get hooked on a bestseller, find your next obsession, or finally read that classic you've been avoiding since high school. And here's the inside scoop. Sign up today for a free 30-day trial and snag your first three audiobooks on the house. Sign up for your free trial at audiobooks.com/podcastfree today. That's audiobooks.com/podcastfree.